I invite you to stand for the reading of the gospel. It is John, the 20th chapter, verses 19 through 20. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were closed and locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his sides. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, Paul was in trouble again. Surprises you, doesn't it? Only this time it was the church in Galatia. It's hard to say who was mad at who, but the fight was on. You see, it seems as though Paul had made the same mistake there as he did previously with the Galatians in Corinth. He misjudged the leader's ability to lead. He had been gone less than a year when missionaries came up on the scene. And they had opposing agendas and ideas. So what was the dispute about in Galatia? Well, the new missionaries were insisting that the Gentile believers had to be in compliance with the Jewish laws before they could become Christians. Paul's immediate response was, "You've got to be kidding me. Where'd you get that idea? I mean, the law can't save you. Only Jesus can do that." And if anyone understood the difference between human law and God's grace, it was the Apostle Paul. After all, no one had been more faithful to the law than he had. He had spent his life studying it. He was well educated. He did everything right. Absolutely everything. And in many ways, it made him a very good person. It made him an outstanding citizen and a faithful disciple. In the Jewish sense, of course. But then, somewhere on that road to Damascus, and in those days when he was blind, he discovered that obeying the laws and being faithful to God were two entirely different matters. In a world where governments and institutions and even churches have closely guarded standards and schemes and expectations, following the law is the safest thing to do. I was a child of the 60s. And so I remember the burning buildings and the riots and the tear gas, and all because Martin Luther King Jr. refused to obey laws that were unjust. It would have been safer for everyone had he and everyone else just ignored the unjustness, the inequality. Lives would have been saved, buildings wouldn't have been burned, but nothing would have been solved. It's easier to obey the laws than to stand up for what is right. That's exactly what the missionaries were asking the Christians in Galatia to do. You see, the Romans had drawn a truce with the Jews at that time. And so if you just obeyed the Jewish laws, everything was cool. It was different when it came to the Christians. The Jews, of course, were opposing the Christian movement. The government was opposing the Christian movement. And so the missionaries came and said, just obey the law. Obey the law first. Keep everybody safe. And then be a Christian. Paul, on the other hand, he understood that the establishment of a new creation is difficult. And it can be costly. He understood that it was a new creation that God had proclaimed. And then the person of Jesus Christ, a revolution had begun. And if anyone understood how unsafe that was, it was Paul. He had been flogged. He had been beaten. And at one point, they had even tried to stone him. Can you imagine what his body looked like? Can you imagine the infirmities that he had from all of these beatings and floggings? Friends, when we watch a movie and someone is about to be stoned, what happens? They pick up the stone and they throw it, right? Well, that's not the way you were stoned. You were placed on the ground and essentially you were crushed to death. They began to pile stones on top of you until your body was literally broken. Can you imagine what Paul looked like? Theologians believe that that's one of the reasons why we have these gaps in his life. Is because he occasionally was overcome with these infirmities. We know he talks about his thorn in the flesh. But in today's gospel, in today's epistle reading, he says, I carry the marks of Christ with me. And we know what those marks can be, correct? I mean, the day Jesus was resurrected, what did he do? He went to the disciples and he showed them the marks on his body. Do you know the pain and the suffering Christ went through? Do you know the pain and the suffering that Paul went through? Sometimes it's hard to stand up for what is right. And yet what's odd is that despite all that the apostle stated, despite everything he went through, when he said, I carry the marks of Jesus on my body, it wasn't just the scars. It wasn't just the broken bones. What Paul was saying is that I live each and every day in the hopes of being at one with Jesus Christ. Every thought I have, everything I say, every time I reach out to another person, I want to carry Christ in my body. I want to be like him. And so while the missionaries were inviting the new Christians in Galatia to be safe, Paul was inviting them to be faithful. Now this raises several interesting questions for you and for me. When people look at us, is there some form of evidence that we're servants of Christ? When they listen in on our conversations and hear us telling jokes, do they know that somehow or the other we're different? that we don't always ascribe to the same things that the world does. When they see us in situations that are unjust and wrong, do they see us standing back? Or do they see us stepping forward? Jesus never hesitated, did he? Whenever he saw someone being treated unjustly, he was there. He stood beside them, and he dared anyone to harm them. When people look at us, do they see that same determination, that same love, that same care? According to James W. Moore, I quote, "We are living in a time when those of us who call ourselves Christians can do no less than preach Christ by the way we live. The best witness is the person who lives the faith day in and day out, the one who stands tall for what is good and right and clean and just, the one who sees Christianity as a lifestyle, not just a creed we profess, but a life we live." Close quote. And as much as I like that quote, Paul said it much, much clearer. It is no longer I who lives, but it is Christ who lives in me. How many of us can say the same thing? Have we made it our personal goal to live in such a way that others can actually see the Spirit of Christ within us? Can they tell by the way we act, things we say, and the compassion we have, that we are indeed followers of the Lord? In the end, the Galatians had to make a decision. Paul didn't try to make that decision for them. He knew that wouldn't work. The missionaries were giving them advice. They could follow the laws and they could remain safe. And if they took that course, then they, like Paul had once been, they would be good citizens. And faithful people. Well, they would have been good church members. Paul, on the other hand, he was offering them another way. He wanted them to follow the one who sacrificed everything for us. The one who carried the scars of our sins into eternity so we could be free. Were they willing to dedicate their entire being, their every thought and their every action to defending God's reign on earth? They made that choice. Some of them chose to follow the law. A few decided to follow Christ. Paul closed his letter with these haunting words: "Let no one make trouble for me, for I carry the marks of Jesus branded on my body." I wonder, do we carry the marks of Christ in our lives too? To God be the glory. And all God's children say, Amen. Amen.